The Astrological Institute in Scottsdale, Arizona is not new, but it is newly accredited. In what may be a first for any school of astrology, the Institute has received national accreditation, which means that the school can now apply for approval from the Education Department so that its students can receive federal loans and grants. Joyce Jensen is the founder of the Astrological Institute.
The accreditation is very important because it gives credence to the subject, to the field of astrology. It's been many years since astrology has been accepted in the academic world, about 600 in fact, and this gives credence to astrology once again.
But as I understand it, the accreditation doesn't say what your teaching has merit. It just says you deliver on the promises you make to your students that they can get a certificate there and then go find a job.
Right. The process of the accreditation commissions, which there are many of them, is to see that you can function and operate as a school and that you can deliver the promises to your students. Accreditation really takes you through a process of setting up policies and procedures, and you have to demonstrate to them that they are, in fact, working.
I think a great many people hearing the news of the accreditation of the Astrological Institute feel that this is a field, astrology that is, that doesn't really enjoy very much credence and hasn't been regarded as real science, and to some it seems odd that it would be accredited in this way.
Well, that's really true, and we are all about changing that. And accreditation education is what it takes to change the minds of men.
You mean you think that by being accredited, people might think more of astrology in years to come?
Certainly, because, you know, we've gone through the same process that every other school has gone through, so we've proven our ability to provide a program whereby people can find employment.
Well, what kinds of jobs do people get after getting a diploma from the Astrological Institute?
A student here is trained to become a professional counseling astrologer, so they would set up their own practice in many cases, and they would develop a client base. And then the average fee that an astrologer charges is anywhere between $100 and $300 an hour.
Do you feel that you're training people at the Institute for a subdivision of either entertainment or journalism or science or spirituality?
All of the above.
Including science?
Including science. We have a class that's called Astronomy for Astrologers, and so they, you know, study the movements of the planets and information. I mean, today we have more information coming in on a regular basis from a standpoint of the asteroids to the centaurs to comets. I mean, these are all things that we look at, and even from a standpoint of sun flares, I mean, and how it affects the planet's weather patterns.
You know, the Associated Press, in distributing the story nationwide about the accreditation, went to astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson at the Hayden Planetarium in New York to ask him about astrology. And he said, to teach it as though you are contributing to the fundamental knowledge of an informed electorate is astonishing in this, the 21st century. Because, he said, astrology was discredited 600 years ago with the birth of modern science. How do you answer that?
Well, 600 years ago, Galileo was put under house arrest for having dared write a book that the Earth was in fact round and not flat, and that the Earth rotated around the sun. And of course, he was under house arrest for the rest of his life. Even the Queen pardoned him a few years ago. So perhaps this gentleman still believes the Earth is flat. I don't know.
Well, Ms. Jensen, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Joyce Jensen is the founder and the president of the Astrological Institute in Scottsdale, Arizona.